This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 25, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes, in today's Salem News, the new commuter rail bridge between Beverly and Salem is expected to operate reliably for decades, but commuters and the public were perturbed last week when a malfunction caused delays. The train stoppage last Friday was said to be human error, according to Lisa Battiston, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Transportation. She noted it was not a problem with the bridge, but with the person opening and closing the drawbridge. However, even with a new bridge, local officials acknowledged the MBTA still has a lot of work to do in serving commuters and all riders in a timely, reliable fashion. The new bridge was just installed a couple of weeks ago to the tune of $16.2 million, replacing a bridge that had trains rolling over it for more than a century. Along those lines, Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, more bus rides for commuters and more loud noise for neighbors are ahead as the MBTA takes on two separate projects on the Newburyport-Rockport line, a five-week rail replacement project and weekend rock blasting. Weekend service on the line will resume Saturday, September 2, after being temporarily shut down on weekends for the installation of positive train control. But starting this Monday, August 28, and for 5 weeks, off-peak passengers traveling between Rockport and Gloucester will be bused to and from these two stations. More on this story, written in today's Gloucester Times by Mary Marcos. The town manager in Saugus has signed a new contract extension. Bill Newell has that story.
That's right, Rick. The extension is for 5 years for town manager Scott Crabtree in Saugus. Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, "It is a great honor and privilege to be able to continue to serve the residents of Saugus as town manager in a town I grew up in and now raise my family in." Adding, "My goal has always been to create a vision for higher standards and expectations in the town of Saugus." The Saugus Board of Selectmen voted unanimously to extend Crabtree's contract to August 2022. Earlier this week, details of the contract, which have not yet been drafted, will be ironed out and executed with Town Council John Vassapoli in the coming weeks. At the end of his contract, Crabtree will be the longest-serving town manager in the town's history. According to the town's charter, Saugus's form of government changed to include a town manager appointed by selectmen in 1947. Since then, a long string of short-term managers have filled the role. The longest-serving manager in town history is currently former manager Andrew Bisignati, who held the title for almost 9 years. He later pled guilty to charges of fraud and municipal bid rigging and destroying public records that stem from his time in Saugus and a similar job in Nahant. Citing Crabtree's wide range of efforts to enhance the town, including his advocacy for a new middle high school, his pursuit of grant funding to improve town facilities, and his vision to invest in parks and playgrounds, the selectman said that the decision to keep him around was a no-brainer. Scott Crabtree signing on for 5 more years as town manager in Saugus. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today on MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, sure. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes, in today's Salem News, City Hall is calling out for companies to build a citywide fiber optic network that would bring more high-speed internet options to Salem residents and businesses over the next couple of years. A request for proposals was issued this week asking interested bidders to make their pitch for how they'd build a high-speed, robust, and well-designed fiber system for the city of Salem. There is currently only one option for high-speed internet around Salem, Comcast. While Google has been floating fiber proposals in major cities and building those networks, no such offers have come to Salem. And the other major provider, Verizon, has shown complete aversion to the which city, according to Mayor Kim Driscoll. She's quoted as saying, "We've got a lot of due diligence to do to understand what type of services another provider could offer, what the impacts could be to our city." More on this story, written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in Gloucester Times today, Gloucester officials are looking at putting a zoning moratorium in place while they continue to explore how many, if any, marijuana retail sales outlets to allow and where they might operate within the city once retail pot sales become legal in Massachusetts next year. The idea of a moratorium drew the greatest amount of support from residents during a series of public forums hosted by councillors in each of Gloucester's five wards over the past 2 weeks. This is according to data compiled by Councillor Val Gilman from the meetings. Such a limit could be imposed by the council without having to go to a voter referendum, she and other officials noted. She's quoted as saying voters would still have input, but through public hearings. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.